It is the brand new 2023 Honda HR-V.
Mm-hmm. A massive update. It used to be on the Fit platform. This is now on the Civic CR-V platform, so it's gotten significantly bigger already.
Yes, it is the global modular architecture, and it shares the best of the CR-V and the best of the Civic. It's kind of like a tall Civic is how it turned out.
Yes, it does.
But I can see why Honda built this, because if you love the Civic, but you want more cargo space, and you want a bigger hatch, this is what you need to look at.
Well, because the world only cares about CUVs.
It's
true. This is actually the number two selling compact CUV has been the Honda HR-V, and it has been little because it's been on the Fit platform. Of course, the Fit has always had great space and always had really interesting foldable seats. That's gone here because we've gone to Civic architecture, but the Civic architecture with the CR-V architecture makes me ask a question I've asked before.
Oh, okay.
Honda has the Passport, which is the five-seat, slightly smaller, slightly more durable version of the Pilot.
Yeah.
And they have this, which is now built on the same platform as the CR-V. So I'm going to ask the question again of Honda and of you, why does the CR-V exist?
CR-V was kind of first. That's now associated in buyers' minds as the SUV to get. Then when they go to the dealership and find other options, they go, oh, maybe we'll spend more. Maybe we need more space. Maybe we'll do something different. But the CR-V still needs to exist to bring buyers in.
It's the legacy brand for sure. But I do think it's interesting because this is slightly smaller than the CR-V, but not by much. And then the Passport is slightly larger than the CR-V, but not by much. There's a lot of overlap there, but CUVs are what sells. And I really think that Honda's done a great job of remaking this kind of like they did with the Civic, and now it feels mid-size, even though it's not.
It's a lot bigger. The wheelbase is 1.7 inches longer. The track width is about 2.5 inches wider. The biggest thing is, though, it doesn't look and feel cheap.
I agree.
It feels inexpensive.
Yes.
Which is a big difference, because inexpensive implies value for money.
Yes.
Whereas I think Honda has done a lot to this car to make it feel a little bit more expensive. Mm. The interior is a great example.
Yes.
The overall design of the car is safe. It's inoffensive.
Yes.
It's bland. Mm-hmm. There's really no feature that says aggression on this car.
Nope.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's sporty enough for most buyers, and that's just it. This is a bread and butter model for Honda. Mm. Most buyers looking to get this, I don't know that they're really going to care that it doesn't have a lot of power or drives very sporty.
Sure.
They don't want to spend a lot of money. You need good space, and it needs to first check all your boxes for what you need in your life before you get to all the fun add-ons.
Mm, okay, that's fair. Well, the price is very interesting on this because these start in front-wheel drive base form in the mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the standard press car issue version, which means top model, all the everything, and it is just breaking $30,000.
Yeah.
And in the current car market, it's like $30,590.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, in the current car market, that is a lot of vehicle for the money.
Yeah, it really is. Nordic Forest, green, blue.
Bluish.
Not aqua.
I lived in Norway for a while.
That's
I don't
right,
know
did.
That this is Nordic Forest, but you know, somebody at Eating had a great fun naming this color for sure. Yeah.
I mean, what's different between the Nordic Forest and the American Forest or the South American Forest?
Yes.
What are we doing, people?
They don't know. Lots
Nobody
of slowing
knows.
Down is happening for reasons
Hello.
We can't explain.
Okay. Well, that gives us an opportunity to talk about the power. This is a four-cylinder engine without a turbo, 158 horsepower, and it doesn't sound like a lot.
It is 138 pound-feet of torque. Neither of those numbers are anything close to good. In fact, this is the first 2-liter non-turbo we've driven in a while.
Yeah. It feels like my phone has more horsepower than this does.
It probably does, actually. Yeah.
But this is geared with the CVT.
Uh-huh.
It's geared in such a way that if you keep your foot in it away from the light, it's kind of zippy. It's kind of... It keeps up with... If there's a pickup truck, like there was next to me,
yes.
the pickup truck gets into it, and pickup trucks are quick. They're quick.
These days they are,
a lot
sure,
of power.
Yeah, big diesels for sure.
I'm kind of keeping up with it. If somebody isn't paying attention, you'll be first.
If they looked at their phone for 3 seconds at the light, you got away.
You kind of got away. And it's geared in such a way... the belt is tightened in such a way that you can get away, and it doesn't feel like it has as little power as it does.
I think you're being kind of generous
generous.
You as a person who really likes power, I think you're being quite generous, because I would define it as enough for most situations. But you are, if you find
that's
yourself,
also generous.
If you find yourself in a situation where you really need power, like you're trying to get away from something, or you're a person who's used to power, this is going to disappoint.
If it had a turbo, mm-hmm. I would love that.
I agree.
On the other
I
hand,
agree.
Honda's keeping the price down.
Yes, that
and
is
And most buyers aren't going to want to stick their foot in it like you and I do.
That's true.
So,
yeah, that is okay. A factor for sure. I do think if you're a person who you're not concerned about power, but just every now and then with navigating traffic and that kind of stuff, if it's not a concern for you, but you're going to have a moment every now and then where you just are like, come on, come on, you're going to want a little bit more than this has got to give.
Yeah. I mean, just the tiniest of turbos. How much do turbos cost?
That 30 grand could easily be 32 and we could have a little turbo.
That would change the dynamics. I mean, sport version would have a turbo. You can get the sport version, but it's below the EXL, which this is. And weirdly, the sport version shows its tailpipe. The EXL, like this, has no tailpipe.
We're prepping for the all-electric future.
Guess we
are. All-drive pods.
All right, okay, you get to drive this.
Whatever car you're looking for, and wherever it's listed, you'll find it with AutoTempest.com. AutoTempest.com brings together results from all the top used car listing sites online to save you time and help you find the perfect car. It even lets you compare with nationwide results from Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, not just your local area.
Plus, you can now get email alerts for your search, so you're sure to never miss a thing. You can even price and find new cars from nearby dealers. That's why AutoTempest is now the official sponsor of all of our test drive videos. We use it to search for new cars or used cars wherever they are.
When you're doing your drive homework, you're chasing the next family car, or just browsing so you can see what's available, go to AutoTempest.com/everyday so they know we sent you. AutoTempest. All the cars, one search.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I will say that Honda continues their really good, like, where does stuff go thinking.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got this interesting center console here with a pocket underneath with USBs on both sides, so both people can have phones and cords underneath this console, which is really good. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed this, but this is like a trip back to the 90s for Honda. There is no button interface for the actual transmission.
That's true.
I'm going to pull a lever back, and, you know, it even feels like good Honda from the 90s.
You're right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
When I first got in this and I did that, I was like, why does that kind of feel enticing? And it's because of that really good mechanical feel that all the Honda stuff had in the 90s, where stuff just felt machined.
Yeah, true.
And it did stuff that was mechanical. As weird as it sounds, this interaction with the transmission takes me right back there, and I actually think that the kind of the steering and the feel of this interior feels like really good 90s Honda.
There's
not steering feel.
No.
It's not like, oh, this is so dynamic.
No, there's not.
But it just feels solid and well-made and mechanical in a way that so many modern things do not. They just feel like, okay, this got pushed out of a 3D printer and nobody cared. This has some mechanical feel about it, which I was really surprised by.
Yeah.
This is not dynamic. It's not. It's not powerful. And the CVT groans about as bad as any CVT
on the
planet.
It's as bad as anyone.
If you put your foot to the floor and you leave a light, it will find the worst sound it could make and maintain that sound for as long as it possibly can while giving you power.
It's just a noisemaker.
It's just
CVTs are about this big. Just makes noise.
There's so much groany noise. That is the only thing that really turned me off this vehicle, was when I had that experience and I went, that's a terrible noise.
Yeah.
And the CVT doing what CVTs do, this is not a Honda issue. All CVTs are this way, continuously variable transmission. If you drive it calmly, if you commute in it,
which will be most buyers,
which will be most usage, you'll never notice these things. The power won't bother you. The CVT won't groan. You'll be fine. This is enough car with great packaging for most people.
Yes, it is.
But I can find nothing engaging about it. And if I push, I like really push on it, I go, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mistake.
But, look, I got a sunroof.
Yeah.
$30,000. I've got nice materials in here. We've got this nice mesh that we've liked in the Civic. There's a lot of things here to like for the price.
Yes, there are.
There's nothing here to like if you were looking for dynamics or power.
Honda indicates that many of these are sold before they're built.
Yes, they sell about as fast as they can make them.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That means that they have nailed it in terms of the features, the layout, and you're right, finding a feature and what it's supposed to do, it's so easy. It just works.
Yes.
And that's Honda's strength.
Yes.
So you talked about this mesh, and the design is actually going to last a long time. It's interesting, and it harkens back to the Civic.
Mm-hmm.
We like that Civic with the joystick controllers. This is a little flappy tongue, which is difficult to use.
Not as nice.
You have to
not
slide
cool.
it all the way to the left
yeah.
and shut the vent off, and it's tough to actually really find the perfect setting. You got to kind of manipulate it and spend more time, whereas the joystick is far easier. That is change for the sake of change.
True.
Apparently, drive-by-wire anything is expensive, whereas a manual shifter, just a mechanical piece, just a rod under there, it's a lot cheaper.
And I like it. I like it better.
I like it, too. This does have modes. It's got the Econ mode, which it should get better than 27 miles to the gallon combined.
You would think this would be mid-30s. It's not. It's
30,
30 on the highway.
It's high,
yeah,
high end.
It is, yes.
It has normal and then snow mode. Okay, so all-wheel drive, and it's sensing power, throwing power around. Okay? But then you think, where is the sport? There's no paddles back there. It's down here on the lever.
Yep.
And all it does is just make the CVT hang on to the ratio. That's all it does.
Yeah, yeah. I can go look. I'm going to go to sport mode.
Fine.
There it was. Yeah.
I was in sport mode when I took off beside the truck, and he was sort of like, what's this dinky little thing doing over here?
That's the appropriate response.
And I was sort of like, I'm keeping up. Like,
kind of. Look at me.
Pay attention. Don't cut me off, please. I'm not a huge fan of the exterior because it's just safe. I want more, but okay, there's nothing particularly engaging about the styling features. But it is safe. It looks decent.
Mm-hmm.
But where the interior shines is, like you said, this tunnel feature that is matched on the doors over here. And then you look around the interior, and the plastics have this wave ripple shape built into them, which is, means it's inexpensive, but it doesn't feel cheap.
Agreed.
Nothing about it feels cheap.
And it will still be rugged, too, which is good.
It'll be rugged. It'll just take abuse. This is the car you want to have road trips in.
Yep.
Again, I wish it had better MPG, but that's where we're at. Honda also tells us the seat frames have been redesigned.
There were, like, pages about the seats. You know what
pages.
I have to say?
Yeah.
If I'm concerned about it, I don't remember driving the last HRV and thinking anything about the seats. These seats aren't great, and they've talked about how much improved they are from the last HRV, which makes me frightened about the last one.
Like, what happened?
I mean, the backs are good, but the base is not good enough.
The base is not good in the two front seats. There's a flat panel that depends on your rear end. Let's put it that way.
Yes, it will.
It's not comfortable. I don't like it. It's too hard. Actually, that one's worse than this one is. I'm more comfortable over here.
Interesting. Well, there's not enough bolsters to hang on to your thighs either. It just feels like a flat bench.
Flat.
Yeah.
They are heated, but then you get in the back. There's plenty of room. Did you sit in the back seat?
There's a lot of room back there.
It was great.
Yes.
It was shocking.
It's because that new Civic platform that's got tons of space, too. It's the same thing.
It was excellent.
This is midsize in usability or better. I can't believe how much space is in here.
If only it had a turbo. I wish for a turbo. The tiniest little... How about a hairdryer? We just hook up a something, just little tiny, because otherwise we're nitpicking. Little things like where are the joysticks and the seat bottom isn't the greatest. Beyond that, this is a home run for Honda. I can see why they sell like crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of vehicle for the money here, and it's not a segment that you and I are all that interested in, but it's a segment that sells well.
Yes.
I think they have taken that aging HRV, which actually seemed small. There's one we see regularly around here. It seems really little.
Because it was really little.
Yes. And this
does
like,
seem that way.
This has got that same revolutionary space of the new Civic. It's just done well. It's not done exciting.
And well sells.
Yes.
This is borderline great for most people.
And the price...
And the price is
loaded
right.
at just at 30 grand, and there's not going to be markups on this. Just go get one if it works for you.
Don't think of this as the mini SUV, even though this is the entry level for all the SUVs they build. It's endless. Don't think of it as that. Just think of it as a Civic Plus. Civic more. Civic bloated. Civic just more space.
The Civic XL.
Civic after a big meal.
There it is.